From backstage to on air, AMRAP music correspondents report on what's happening and who's making music around Australia.
Hi, welcome to Club Acoustica. It's $10 tonight, $8 concession.
For the past 5 years, a quiet revolution's been happening in the music scene of Sydney, and now it seems to be spreading across Australia. Here is the story of how a do-it-yourself music community made a place for itself when live music was being squeezed out of Sydney pubs. Here is the story of Club Acoustica.
In Sydney in 1998, the poker machine revolution, as it were, was starting to close down some rooms to live music. The Sandow in Newtown springs to mind as an example, but there were many around Sydney. We recognised that there was a niche for a performance space that went against the poker machine culture, the dance culture and the rock music culture, all of which didn't really allow for a performance space for singers and songwriters to get in and have a like-minded audience come and commune with them, as it were.
That's Martin Contemporary, who set up Club Acoustica with singer-songwriter Michael Hardwick back in 1998. Since then, they say that over 2,500 musicians have unplugged to play at Club Acoustica showcases in Sydney. It's kind of hard after 5 years to find a musician who hasn't played at Club Acoustica. Even drum magazine music writer Michael Smith has taken to the stage.
Part of the reason why the acoustic scene happened in the first place was that a lot of bands were finding that they just weren't being able to get into gigs at all because rooms were closing due to noise pollution problems. About 7-8 years ago, several musicians, people like Greta Gertler, who's now living in New York, among others, started approaching venues with the idea of performing acoustically, and Club Acoustica was one of the early ones to jump on board, again recognising that a lot of venues were available but were not available to electric music, and the kinds of audiences that were prepared to sit down and listen to acoustic renditions of music tended to be less noisy as they left the premises. Suddenly a lot of singer-songwriters who were also working in bands, who were finding that their bands were only working maybe once or twice a month if they were lucky, saw an opportunity to then cross over into the acoustic scene as a way of developing their songwriting on the one hand and building an audience that they could then bring back to the electric scene.
Later on, we'll visit Club Acoustica's monthly night at Sydney's famous roots venue, The Basement, where, as Martin Contemporary says, the cream of the Club Acoustica crop play. But right now, we're just a stone's throw away from Sydney Central Station. It's Tuesday night at the Gaelic Club, home to Club Acoustica's weekly showcase.
My name's Sarah Mitchell, as you just heard, and I'm really, really grateful and happy to be here at Club Acoustica.
I think people want to hear words, you know. They want to hear what you're saying and trying to portray, and it's not just about being the best guitarist. And it's great, this acoustic kind of revolution that's happening. I mean, it's like open mic. It's a chance to get up there, and it's also a place to perform your new songs.
On a strange train, there's no map for where I've been. Stations pass me.
Credo Club Acoustica is about no amplification. It has to be original music, no noisy drums. It's sort of stripping the music back to its bare essence and allowing the songwriter to shine forth.
Thank you so much for coming down tonight to Club Acoustica at the awesome Gaelic Club. Please, people, let's give it up for the Gaelic Club for giving Club Acoustica the opportunity to showcase artists on this outstanding stage. And I think most of the artists that Club Acoustica has presented on this stage will without a doubt say it's the best stage they've performed on and had the opportunity to perform on. So we feel really delighted to be here. And while you're in the mood for giving applause, let's give it up for Shannon O'Connor, who was just on stage. Really outstanding set. And also the beautiful Sarah Mitchell.
I'm overwhelmed on a daily basis, the CDs that I get from unknown artists. Like, it's just incredible. They just never stops, actually, which is a really good thing for me as a booker, because I'm never really stuck with having to fill a spot.
Monica Lawler, MC and booker for Club Acoustica's weekly showcases.
I think Club Acoustica has set a real great example for the music scene in Sydney, because really in the last year I've seen a lot of other venues that are putting on acoustic nights now, which is really great to see that artists have got more opportunity to play
you know, there are these other acoustic clubs in Sydney. What sort of relationship does Club Acoustica have with them?
Definitely a big, happy, friendly family. Someone like Joseph Calderazzo springs to mind, who used to run the Tuesday Night Club at the Iguana Bar. We formed the Sydney Acoustic Movement with him back in 1998, and that ran for about 3-4 years until the Iguana Bar closed down. But also Raoul Graff is doing a lot of shows. I mean, there's enough rooms and there's enough artists to spread the love, as it were, and, you know, provide these spaces for the artists. And, you know, a lot of recommendations can come. I'll speak to a Raoul or a Joseph, and they'll sort of say, you really have to have these guys in your room. So definitely it's a big, happy family in that sense. It's not competitive. There's not enough money being made to be competitive.
Well, since the early days at the tiny La Bar in Darlinghurst, Club Acoustica has moved on to larger and more profitable venues.
La Bar was a room that only held, like, by rights about 60, 70 people. And with a cover charge, there wasn't enough money to cover all of our costs and pay the artists. Moving into bigger rooms like the Basement on a monthly basis, and now the Gaelic Club, where we have a chance to fill the room more than we could with the La Bar, there is more money coming through. So we definitely want to give some of that back to the artists. Even if it is a token, it's still a gesture sort of saying, great, thank you for playing your original music.
You do get the crowds that the artists have brought themselves, because ultimately we are providing them with an opportunity to perform on such a great stage, especially like the Gaelic Club and the Basement. So it's also about the artists bringing their friends along.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The microphones are hot. But like, you welcome you all to the Zero Room. This is one of our first major gigs, actually, and I'd like to first make a big thank you to all the people who came, all my friends from Newcastle, thank you very much for coming, and all my friends from Sydney, and yeah, thank you very much for coming, and we hope you enjoy it. My name's Ben Riddle, and I'm a singer in a band for The Zeal Room. We're from, based in Newcastle, and we're here to play at the Gaelic Club tonight.
What's the difference between your regular gigs when you're fully electrified and amplified and playing an acoustic set?
I think I really enjoy the sound here a lot more. You tend to feel a lot more in the space. You tend to go to a pub gig, and there's a lot of 20% of the people are just there to listen, and the other 80% are there to get drunk and be loud and obnoxious. And so at a place like this, where you can really relax, sit down, enjoy it, the sound is raw and real, and people are feeling for it, and they appreciate it a lot more. So yeah, it's definitely a benefit to play at a place like this. Like, you are limited in instruments, but you know, if the people feel it and you feel it, well, that's excellent.
Well, if the weekly gig at the Gaelic Club represents a foot in the door for many acoustic musicians, then the monthly showcase at the Basement is where you'll find Club Acoustica's creme de la creme. They celebrated their 40th monthly showcase at the Basement in March 2004.
It's where Monica will recommend certain acts from the Gaelic Club that she thought really shone on the stage. The Basement is where we can take them to, you know, a revered space. A lot of the artists haven't played there before and won't get the opportunity for some time. And then also another opportunity we've offered the artists has been in the radio realm, where we've been running Acoustica on 2SER 107.3 FM in Sydney for the last year and a half, and interviewing over 60 artists, giving them a chance to also, you know, cut their teeth on radio interviews, live performance, and add to that experience of, you know, growing as an artist as well.
Yes, and you're on to SER, and this is the Acoustica Show. Welcome. It's about 18 minutes to 7, and we've got a fun-filled night for you tonight. First up, you heard Luke O'Shea and Medicine Wheel with Your Love. And actually, it's a pre-production demo, and I always feel a bit privileged playing a band's pre-production demo.
Hi, I'm Amanda Easton, and I'm the host of Acoustica, the radio show on 2SER FM, as well as an artist.
And what role does the radio program play in terms of the whole grassroots network of Club Acoustica?
A couple of roles.
roles, I mean, from the radio point of view, there's obviously a lot of exposure for artists that may not get it normally. I mean, the music out there's so much fantastic acoustic music, but it's not necessarily radio friendly as far as commercial radio goes. So it's an outlet for a whole lot of brand new acoustic music. But it's also a way that a lot of artists network with each other, because a lot of artists listen to the show, hear about other artists, get to know them through Acoustica gigs then. And yeah, so it's a bit of a hub of networking and activity that way.
Amanda Easton, singer-songwriter. The Acoustica radio program on Sydney Community Radio Station 2SER is just one arm of their marketing juggernaut.
Club Acoustica's website now gets about 10,000 hits a month, and we have over 250 artist profiles on there. So a lot of people are coming to find out where they can see a Club Acoustica show Australia-wide, find out more about the artists.
Club Acoustica released its first volume of live recordings in 2003, and already plans for volume 2 and 3 are underway. After 4 years of recording every set at the basement, there's no shortage of music. And the acoustic revolution is gaining momentum. Club Acousticas have fired up around Australia like satellites, with one in Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra and Byron Bay. And the Club Acoustica for Perth is also on the way.
There's enough performers and there's enough people wanting to see this type of music to go out to all the major cities in Australia, if not the regional centres as well, definitely. And definitely we've always had in our mind, when we set up all around Australia, to have a touring network opportunity available.
It's really good. It gives bands a chance to play in a good venue for a change with a good PA.
It's new music and it's local, and it's a bit better than going to see a rock band on a Wednesday night.
The crowds are really, really great. They really listen. They're here to listen as opposed to just come and have a few drinks.
It's becoming quite a good alternative to the rock and roll gigs.
Thanks very much.